Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hi, once again, it's your old pal Don Barris. Now, I wanted to let people know that we're not going to have a podcast today. We got caught up in the hurricane in New York City. It's a crazy, crazy story, and we're going to try to fill you in with some of the details. Now, I'm going to first let you know that I'm giving you this message. We should have had another complete podcast that I was going to put on. But we got robbed. And my computer was stolen. And so I didn't have the podcast that should have gone on this week that we recorded before we went to New York. Now, if we get back safely, that podcast that we've already recorded will be played next Friday. And the following week, we will have a podcast where we talk about everything that has happened here in New York in full detail. In the podcast that was to be heard in place of the message you're hearing right now, when you do hear that program, you'll hear that John Quincy Adams invited Mole, Perry, and myself on an all-expense trip to New York. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to search for Mr. Giant Dogs. That was, if you're not familiar, that is Mole's Great Dane that is missing. Now, when all public flights to the East Coast were canceled, John Quincy Adams came up with an idea because he had a pilot friend, a guy named Eric Hartman. Now, he said he could get us through the storm, and he said that it was a better than 85% chance that we had of making it safely. Now, the entire flight, it was a crazy, unbelievable flight that had turbulence like I've never been through in my life. But, in his defense, Eric got us through the storm. Now, when we landed, the first thing that happened, our pilot was arrested for breaking FAA rules, and he later had his pilot's license taken away. That was the first of just all this crazy shit that started happening to us. Now, Mole, who had been having these really intense panic attacks the entire trip out here, my guess, if the attacks were caused by the fact Mole couldn't smoke weed. So when we landed, Mole saw our pilot taken into custody. He was going crazy about that. Then, when we were trying to get our bags, we couldn't find Mr. Adams. That's when Mole really went nuts. Now, I tried to get Mole. We got transportation. We went to the hotel. We checked in there, which was cool. But Mole was losing it. He wanted to know why Perry didn't come with us. And so we made this call to Perry.
Thanks for calling me. If you need my phone number, I'm going to call you back. Thank you.
Perry, it's Don. I'm in New York. Mr. Adams wants you to get here, too. Mole, come here.
What? Who's that?
It's Perry.
Hey, Scaremaster, listen, what are you doing? Are you almost here? We got in here. You're so crazy.
He's not here. He's not.
Why wouldn't he talk to me?
No, he's not here. We're leaving a message for him.
Okay, so listen, as soon as you get here, you know what? I will meet you at the Brooklyn,
Mole, let me finish. Anyway, Perry, listen, if you want to get out here, call me immediately. Mr. Adams has a pilot that can fly you out here. It's a little unconventional, but we'll get you here.
Bridge!
So, give me a call back the minute you get this.
It's kind of cool.
There's a hurricane. You got to get out of here, dude.
All right, so we'll talk to you in a little while. Bye.
Now, after we made that call, it took Perry a couple days to get back in touch with us. But before Perry even called us back, Mole started searching for the dog, and we went to some neighborhoods, and he was asking everybody, where's my dog? And then in Brooklyn, where we ended up, Mole, for some reason, was led to believe that the Javajos took it. Now, the national headquarters is in Brooklyn, so Mole wanted to go there. Now, Mole was screaming at people, asking questions of everybody. Where's Mr. Giant Dog? Who knows anything about Mr. Giant Dog? And some guys came up and they robbed us. I lost my computer. Mole lost money. I hid a lot of money back at the hotel, but we were going in a real downward spiral. Well, then our pilot, Eric Hartman, the man who got us through a terrible storm safely, the man who was supposed to fly us home until he lost his pilot's license, then we find out he had a heart attack and he passed away. So finally, Perry got back in touch with us. Here's that message.
Don, it's Perry. Listen, I'm worried about you and Mole, okay? The dog, I would not worry about the dog. The dog will be fine. The dog knows how to swim. It's like Mother Nature. The dog will be fine, okay? Don't worry about the dog. Worry about yourselves. The dog will be fine. Okay, well, yeah, in a way, the dog's part of the family, too, so I guess you do want to worry about the dog. But I worry about the both of you, okay? Oh, man. And about your pilot. Man, I'm so sorry about what happened to your pilot. I'm very sorry. It's just very sad that he had to die of a heart attack, you know, searching for the dog. I'm very sorry. Be safe. Get home safe. Let me know. Call me. Bye.
So, we come to New York in search of Mr. Giant Dog during the worst hurricane in our entire lifetime. Mr. Adams gets lost. We can't find him anywhere. We get robbed. We lost our podcast for this week. Our pilot, he dies after having a massive heart attack. And all Mole wanted to do was to just find Mr. Giant Dog. So as I tape this message for the fans out there to let them know what's been going on, I have no idea how or when we're going to be able to get back to Los Angeles. So if there is anybody out there that can help us out in the New York area, maybe get us a plane ticket or anything, greatly appreciative. Mr. Adams hears this. Please get in touch with us. We don't know where you are. Mole's losing it. I need help. I need help. And all Mole kept saying was he was so disappointed that Perry let us down. He feels that if Perry was here, none of this would have happened. And you know, he may be right. So if you can help us in any way, get in touch with me through Facebook or whatever and try to get us back. You know, and everything that's gone wrong, I might feel that the worst thing that's happened is that there is no what the huck out here. That's right, for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's what the huck. 323-654-7952. That's for the finest in Thai cuisine. We've had it in Los Angeles, we've had it out here in New York, but nothing compares to what the huck. Once again, that number, 323-654-7952. Again, we hope to be back. We hope to get the original podcast that we had for this week up by next week. And then the following week, we hope to do a recap of everything that happened here. maybe get some answers from Perry on why he didn't come. Did he know that there was going to be a hurricane? Did he know all these bad things were going to happen? I don't know. But it's been a weird, weird trip. Hopefully we'll see you soon. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. My Facebook is Don Barris. Perry Caravello on Facebook is Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R-V-E-L-L-O. His Twitter is ScaryPerry818. Mole is at Walter Molinitsky. When I get back, and I haven't been there for a while now, but every night I close out at the world-famous Comedy Store. And I believe December 3rd is going to be a big day and the day of the Ding Dong history. That's a Monday night, and every Monday night at the world-famous Comedy Store, the Ding Dong Show. Don't forget about that. So, anyway, hope to see everybody soon. Big me, goodbye.